Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 240, and we are nearing the Psalm 91 verse 10b. We are nearing the end of it, and I was talking in the previous episode about how God has said we should lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So if you've been listening to me, then you know that we've been personalizing Psalm 91 verse 10b. All of Psalm 91, but we are zeroing in on verse 10b. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So no blow. No blow. Plague is blow. B-L-O-W. It will not come near you because Jesus received it for you. And he says, lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. And so I said, you should lay hands. Or if you're sick, then you should ask a believer who believes in what I'm talking about. Not somebody who doubts. Not somebody who doesn't know, will live, have work. No, no, no. Somebody who believes this to lay hands on you and then you receive your recovery. Hallelujah. So in the previous episode, I was talking about how I went to a town to preach, sent by Bishop Dagiwood Mills. And when I went there, how it was difficult to break through because the people could not receive any witness from me. They were in another religion. They were disregarded women. And here I was standing there and beginning to preach. So God told me to lay hands on somebody who was very visibly sick. I laid hands. The person did not only walk, but run. That was paralyzed totally. She began running. And I was amazed at the results. I say, after everybody got up, lifted up the hands and began to scream. Hey, men, women, boys, girls, every age, every man. And that opened the door for me to preach, and it was a great witness. It's a great witness. It's such an easy thing. It is one of the easier. Oh, why? Prophetess, what are you saying? Easy? Yes! Jesus said, I speak and my Father, he does the works. If I was the one going to heal the sick, why would I? No! He is the one who does the miracles through you. Yours is to obey. He says, lay hands on the sick. Yes, do it. Where is the recovery coming from? From the same word of God. When you speak to the person, say, listen, the Bible says, open to Mark 16. You read from verse 17. These signs will follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out. They say, that evil spirit that is troubling you, causing the sickness, I'm casting it out. Cast out that devil. Then you lay hands on the person. I said, receive your healing. You don't have to say so many things. Just like I said, lay hands. Lay hands. You don't have to now begin to pray. Oh God, listen to me. No. You don't. I said, lay hands. He didn't say pray. He said, lay hands on the sick. So lay hands and say, receive your healing. That's it. Receive it. Exercise your faith in that area. Begin to do it. Just do it. You do it on your child, on your sister, on your mother, on your father, on your those around you. Before you know it, you are doing it outside and you're doing it for the whole wide world. That is how to do it. You begin small like that. That is it. Begin. And when you continue, at a point you build confidence in God's word that he has said it and it is done. So the man at the gate called Beautiful was paralyzed. And I've been begging for alms. And so when he saw PJJ, Peter, James, and John, he saw them coming at the Beautiful gate. And then it says PJ. It was not PJJ, it was Peter and John. Saw them coming. And he stretched out his arm, his hand to receive alms of them. It's in Acts chapter 3. You can go to Acts chapter 3 and you see the story of the man at the Beautiful Gate and began to ask them for alms. And Peter said the famous quotation, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have do I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Why did Peter have the confidence to do that? He saw Jesus doing it. So when you read Acts chapter 3 from verse 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, he was lame from his mother and was carried there, laid daily at the gate of the temple to ask alms of those who entered. And then when he saw Peter, he thought the same thing. Give me something. And Peter said to him, he said, silver and gold, verse 6. So ask 3 says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter has seen Jesus doing it. He was practicing what he saw. And you ought to practice what they did. He practiced what he saw Jesus did. We are also practicing what we see Peter do. In Jesus' name, you're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.